Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Sir, we wish to see Jesus.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. An Episcopal priest by the name of David Sibley was on the championship tournament for Jeopardy. Now, we as a denomination, we were beaming with joy to see Father Sibley's accomplishments and pretty saddened when he left. Well, I guess that's life. You win some and you lose some. But in that vein, given that all of you sitting here are very smart, I'd like to play a little Jeopardy with you. All right? Now remember, you have to answer in the form of a question. Here we go. He is a green, legendary Jedi master who possessed strength because of his connection to the Force.
What is Yoda?
Yeah, who? It's who, not what. Who is Yoda? Who is Yoda? Awesome. All right. Still pretty smart. Despite his small stature, Yoda was wise and powerful. He had been training Jedi for centuries, and one of his main jobs was to be the instructor or guru to Luke Skywalker. And in becoming one with the Force, he dwells, according to Star Wars legend and folklore, in immortality. Now my question is, how did George Lucas, the director, the scriptwriter, the all-in-all for Star Wars, come up with the name for this particular character? Well, Yoda in the Sanskrit means one who knows. And it's very related to the Hebrew language word yodea, which also means to know intimately. It is such knowledge that the Greek Jews who came wanted to see Jesus. That's what they desired, to know Jesus intimately. It's interesting for me to see that the gospel writer says that the Greek Jews came to see Jesus through Philip, who was from Bethsaida. Well, perhaps they had heard that it was in Bethsaida, where Philip was from, that a blind man received sight in Mark chapter 8. And more than physical healing, that individual received spiritual insight as to who Christ is. And so in our gospel today, to see as related by the Greek Jews in this passage is the process of deep reflection and a desire to understand or comprehend who this Jesus is. Now let's just focus on that for a moment as it relates to the first lesson we heard today. The prophet Jeremiah speaks of a new covenant that is being made and putting God's law in the hearts of people. Doing this, or experiencing and seeing God in a new way, will enable these people to know God and become more intimate with God. Remember the word, yada, yodea. Yoda, as both the Greek and Sanskrit word meaning deep knowledge conveys, is that intimate knowledge, is the ability to see and comprehend God. And it's very important, especially for those who are in Greek and Roman circumstances. And for those of us who are grappling to sort of get a glimpse of who God is. It's the movement from sort of a brutish faith that depicts God as a punisher and a despot to a God who forgives and looks beyond people's iniquity, as the prophet Jeremiah points out. Jeremiah then points out in that first lesson, points them to a God who truly wipes away all of their shortcomings. So much so that God writes the words of love in their hearts. The God that Jeremiah shows the people is a God of empathy who takes away guilt and takes on the pain. And perhaps that is the miracle of who Jesus Christ is. Someone who absorbs all that pain. For the Greek Jews who come to Jerusalem want to move from a theoretical idea about God because they yearn for a deep encounter. An encounter of God who they see through Jesus. And they want to encounter this more deeply, more personally. They do this not by leaving their traditions aside, but as part and parcel of why they came to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. Now, what Jesus does is offer a particular teaching as a consequence to those two disciples, Philip and Andrew, who happen to be their intermediaries. He's equipping them to know. Remember, Yoda, yada. If you are really serious about following me, if you are really serious about knowing me, you need to gain a new perspective on God and on life. And what Jesus does is he reinterprets the Greek notion of truth, beauty, and consciousness by offering another window of life. For no longer are these virtues rooted in Instagrammable moments. No longer are they going to be about curating only the good experiences in your life. No longer are you going to be worshiping a distant God, but a God who enters into your pain. A God who came in the form of a human being to draw into us the way of love. That's why the second lesson in the book of Hebrews that you heard talks about entering into the loud cries and tears of God. That's what Jesus does. But here's the good news. It doesn't end there. It's not all about suffering. Suffering leads to the path of perfection and eternal harmony. You know, we tend to think of redemptive suffering that leads to liberation as solely a Buddhist concept. Guess what? It's not. Christians have an understanding of a God who takes and identifies with pain and suffering and embraces it, but doesn't dwell on it. For on the other side of suffering is grace, is redemption, is love. So we are called to embrace that suffering as it was embraced on the hard wood of the cross. Which leads us to all of the Gospel of John's motif on the abundant life. For the abundant life of Christianity, my friends, is having the bandwidth to travel on the pilgrim's road, the metaphorical deserts, wildernesses of our lives, crossing the river into a destination where we are all abiding in God's presence. And it reminds me of an old folk song that came from the Civil War era that Johnny Cash once sang. It goes like this. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, no toil, no danger,
In that bright land to which I go.
That poem goes on. I'm going there to see my father and all my loved ones who've gone on. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I know that dark clouds will gather around me. I know my way is hard and steep, but beauteous fields arise before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. Yes, I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. So I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going to my home. I'm just going to my home. My friends, yes, the Greek Jews wanted to see Jesus. And to see Jesus, they have to embrace that hard road. They have to cross over Jordan. And it begins with Yoda, with that intimate knowledge and love for God. So friends, what is the Jesus you have come to experience in life? Have you come to experience the Jesus who solely gives you the curated Instagrammable moments? Or one who enters into the deep depths of your human experience? Let's be honest, we have many ideas about God and of God. So I really want you, as we enter into Holy Week, to really examine, what is your operating assumptions about God? Do you see God as a punisher, or do you see God as someone who loves and forgives and who calls you and really wants to mesh with you and get to know you, the God that we see in the person of Jesus the Christ? And if you are willing, so willing to see that God in Jesus, are you willing to travel through as a pilgrim with the cross before you, recognizing that you have a God who desires to travel with you? Friends, to know God is to travel that hard road. May you come to experience God more and more in your life. And as we turn our gaze towards Holy Week and all that it offers, know Yoda, Yadea, the love of God in your life. Amen.